This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We spend a whole lot of time on this program looking at numbers that tell us something about us and this economy that we live in. And every now and then, exactly what those numbers measure and how they measure it gets a bit of a tweak to give us a better picture of what's going on. Case in point, the latest data from the Census Bureau, in which they noted a change in the way they look at households, adding an option for people to specify whether their relationship, assuming they're in one, whether it was a same-sex marriage or partnership. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that change.
In 2019, the census estimates there were nearly a million same-sex households in the U.S. About 58% included married couples, the rest unmarried partners. Sherita Gruberg, who studies LGBTQ issues at the Center for American Progress, says this new data doesn't capture all kinds of relationships, some trans or bisexual couples, for example, but it's still good to have.
Federal data is incredibly important for how Congress decides to allocate money for programs.
For instance, says Rose Kreider, a family demographer at the Census Bureau.
Federal agencies that have programs that they administer based on marital status need this information in order to accurately predict who's going to be using certain programs.
The census found that same-sex couples participate in the labor force at a higher rate than opposite-sex couples, almost 85% compared to just over 80%. One possible reason?
LGBTQ folks suffer from an income gap as compared to their heterosexual cisgendered peers.
Spencer Watson runs the Center for LGBTQ Economic Advancement and Research.
The higher labor force participation is likely reflecting the fact that they have to work more in order to make comparable amount of earnings.
The new information in the survey could help educate employers, says Kristen Brody, policy director of the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project.
So this gives them that information without people having to have conversations that they may or may not want to have at work.
And that, says Brody, can help inform training around diversity and inclusion. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.